From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
In Grenada, an election too close to call, but the polls are closed and the counting of the votes is getting underway. And West Indies cricket fans left in sorrowland as they try to come to terms with the first ever 5-0 whitewash for the Windies.
Very disappointing. It was an alarming result. Awful, in a word.
I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Grenadians were today electing a new government, with the polls having closed just a short while ago. The vote counting is expected to pick up, and first results should be coming in as early as 8 o'clock local time. By 10 o'clock tonight, Grenadians should have a fair idea just who will form the next government and take the country into the new millennium. Dr. Keith Mitchell is hoping his new national party has been able to remain in office, having been forced into an early poll after losing his narrow 8-7 majority in Parliament. The opposition National Democratic Congress and the Grenada United Labour Party are among the opposition parties seeking to unseat the NNP. Lou Smith has been closely monitoring today's poll and now joins us live. Lou, what was the voter turnout like? What has the Electoral Office been reporting?
We haven't had anything officially from the Electoral Office. In fact, they haven't said anything. But from my going around, I'm afraid to say that indications are that it may very well be a low poll.